Sukhavati, as you've already heard from no less a person than the lips of the chairman of the FWBO Centre at Sukhavati, is intended to be nothing less than the nucleus of a new society. But again, what do we mean by that? What do we mean by a new society? Nowadays there are all sorts of phrases that people like to use, all sorts of slogans in common use, which people produce so flippantly, so easily, so smoothly, so glibly on all sorts of occasions, from meetings like this to parties. And this expression, this phrase, the new society, is one of them. One hears it all over the place. One hears it from one's friends, one hears it on the radio, if you switch on the radio. I expect you hear it on television or see it on television. I don't happen to own one, so I don't know. But I wouldn't mind vouching that you hear it and see it on the television too. The new society. It's even the title of a popular weekly paper. The new society. So what is this new society about which we hear so much and which Sukhavati is supposed to be? So far as we are concerned, so far as the FWBO is concerned, so far as Sukhavati itself is concerned, a new society is nothing less than one which makes it easier for people to develop as human beings. The new society, or whatever structure we call the new society, is as simple, as profound, as sublime, and as a radical thing as that. It's a new society which makes it easier for people to develop as human beings. It doesn't make it easier in the sense that it tries to do for people what they have to do, can only do for themselves. It makes it easier, this new society makes it easier for the people that live in it to develop as human beings, in the sense of encouraging them to develop as human beings, providing facilities, providing opportunities, and helping them rather than hindering them from developing, unlike the society in the midst of which we usually live, which makes it in fact very difficult for us to develop, even if we want to develop at all, far from actually helping us. So the new society, as exemplified by a foundation like that of Sukhavati, the new society, that environment, that social and spiritual context, that context of fellowship with one another, which makes it easier for us to evolve, which helps us to evolve, encourages us to evolve, so that instead of our energies being frittered away, we can put all our energies into the process of our own development as human beings, instead of having, even in the case of those who do make an effort, instead of having to fritter away our energies, just resisting the effect which society has upon us. So much of our energy is spent just trying to keep society at bay, trying to resist its sort of oppressive, coercive, crushing influence, and just to preserve a little bit of space for ourselves within which we can grow, within which we can develop. So much of our energy just is used up in that sort of way, resisting all the counter-evolutionary forces. But in an ideal society, in a situation like that of Sukhavati, we don't have to do that. We don't have to be resisting all the time. We don't have to be on the defensive all the time. The greater part of our energies is liberated for the purpose, for the work of our own individual development in free association with other people like-minded.